Hey, this is us. You have found the San Carlos Computer Club and its podcast. Today's podcast. Today. You can find other day's recordings if you go to our blog at sccclub.org. I am Scott Stimson from International Computer Solutions, still self-isolated in quarantined and undisclosed location, trying to maintain virtual computer club meetings each week with my friends and colleagues. It has been a chore, and today's meeting was no different. Actually, if you listen to the podcast recording that follows, you're going to find that a lot of our frustrations are not recorded because I've gone through and I've clipped out a lot of blank space and problems that we were having, disconnecting and reconnecting. So what follows is the edited version of today's Computer Club Cast meeting. Today is April 11th, 2020. All the days are blending together. I heard somebody say the other day, a week is actually 3 days long. It's yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So let's focus on today and listen to what we did in Computer Club this morning. April 11th, 2020, the San Carlos Computer Club. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy. Oh, I wonder if he's fighting with bandwidth stuff.
I don't know, but I'm frozen kind of too.
Not for me.
I'm like delayed on your screen.
On my screen, you look good. Oh, you
good.
Just... Now I'm looking
I
at...
Just went...
Now I'm
looking, and it just switches like that. Interesting.
Do you have two cameras?
I do.
Okay.
Well, no, I have one camera because I'm on my iPad and just reversed it.
That's two cameras. That's why you have two cameras.
Oh, okay. But
well,
Bill is not moving.
Yeah, Bill is definitely not moving. I'm going to stop sharing my screen if I can. I think that's cutting into my... I'm surprised there isn't like some special hit this button and stop sharing your screen button here.
It just said Bill left.
He must have gotten tired of hearing our complaints.
And I have my camera turned off, so I don't know why my picture's still on.
I'm going to turn off screen sharing because I finally got the button. Come on. I'm going to crank up the power of my computer. Maybe that'll make a difference. Stop sharing. It's making me realize that the people that really do the kind of stuff that I want to do are using more than one computer at a time.
Hey, Scott.
Bill's here. Are
I
you
gave up on my lap? Gave up on my laptop and went to the iPhone.
Really? You think it's your laptop that's having the issue?
Well, I have this little device here that connects my sound to my hearing aids, and I think that's what screwed things up.
Ah.
I think Skype screws it up because it did it last time too. Anyway.
Hey, Linda's here. Hi, Linda. Can you hear me, Linda?
Yep.
All right. This says we've got 6 more minutes till we're starting.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you're pretty quiet.
That's surprising, right?
Yeah. Have you got your coffee?
Yeah,
Esmeralda's right? Not coming to your house. You gotta get your own coffee.
Right here.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hey, what's happening in San Carlos?
Pretty quiet.
I just heard something that they are locking us down. Uh-oh, what is this? Wait, they are locking us down on Monday from the 13th to the 30th.
Down.
Well, they're going to be severely enforcing. And no more, only one person to a car. If you have to do any traveling, you're expected to be traveling for essential reasons like getting groceries, taking care of elderly, restocking pharmaceuticals, and you should be the gopher that was sent.
Where did you hear that?
Just this morning. I think I heard it in my, Ranchitos group.
I don't think I got anything on my Loma Del Mar group from the Commissario.
It was on Viva San Carlos.
Who believes that?
Well, it depends on what we're talking about.
I don't know what person on there.
Okay, I have started the stream on YouTube, and I've got the stream for audio running. So I got two different streams running right now. How do I sound to you guys?
You sound good. You know Phyllis is on?
Say that again?
You know Phyllis Levine is on?
Oh, good. I tried to get an invite to her. Phyllis, you there? Hey, how you doing? Well, this is fun. You know, I also invited an old member you guys probably don't know named Jan Bomo. I hope he shows up. He's actually one of our founding members. He's the one that got me involved in the San Carlos Computer Club.
Wow.
Yeah, a Dutchman that lived here years ago. And him and Jack Burns started the computer club, and they invited me to be a guest speaker, and they never got rid of me. I've been here ever since.
Well, when did you exactly start it? I came in October of 2009.
Oh, yeah. I think we started the computer club like in 2003, maybe even earlier than that.
Wow.
Yeah, Jan and...
Let's get involved.
Yeah, we were using Windows 98 computers still. There was... XP was a new thing. The... I remember Jan and I had a side business. We at the computer club, we would mention all these utilities that we used for maintenance on your computer, organizing pictures. You know, at the time, there wasn't a good picture organizing utility that came with an operating system. And so there was a program called Thumbs that we used to use. So we would have a collection of those kinds of applications. And we burned them on CDs and sold them at a minimal cost to people. Because the internet was lousy.
Hey, Phyllis, do you have your microphone on? I don't think she has her microphone on.
No, I don't think so either. Phyllis, nod or wave if you can hear. I'm hoping you can hear.
No,
maybe she's getting a bad delay somewhere.
She's in in Tedekowie.
Oh, she's actually here.
Yeah.
I didn't...
She said she moved here like a couple weeks ago.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Phyllis, can you hear us?
Sounds like maybe.
Okay. What's the share call link?
You know what? You can get it from the group channel.
I see. bottom left here. It says share call.
Yeah, so what that means is that you can get a link to hand to somebody else to join us.
So could we... Okay. Chester, can you hear us?
Is Chester coming in?
I see Chester.
I don't see him yet. Oh, there's Chester. Hey, Chester. Hey. Welcome, welcome.
Wave if you can hear us, Chester.
Chester's mic is on.
It is
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Oh, and I can see on my screen that Phyllis's mic was off, but now she's disappeared from my screen. Now she's back on my screen. Chester's mic's off.
No, I hear him. Turn it up.
Turn it up. Hey, if you're just joining us, this is the San Carlos Computer Club, and we're just getting started with our meeting. We've been testing equipment for about the last 10, 15 minutes together. I've been testing it for a couple of hours this morning. I am Scott Stimson from International Computer Solutions, and I am here to help answer any of your tech questions, share some tech news, and hopefully spend the majority of our time in conversation, not in troubleshooting. As we're all broadcasting from our self-isolated, quarantined locations across the internet. I do have some topics that I brought along, kind of in my normal style. I am disorganized, and I'm trying to open that topic list as we're speaking. And for some reason, I'm not satisfying my password, which is making me frustrated. I hope some of you brought some of your own questions. I know Linda sent me a long email that I never finished reading, but it had to do with doing Zoom. Did you guys ever get a reservation to what you were trying to do?
It wasn't Zoom. That article I sent you was about Google Hangouts.
Oh, Google Hangouts.
Yeah. Did you see they renamed it?
Oh, I'm thinking of your original email you sent me. Yeah, they did rename it. Did you see that they're, like, in this game when, like, less than a year ago they were saying they were canceling Hangouts?
Right, they did. That's when you...
Sorry, I'm missing you. Is anybody else there?
No. I see little cameos of Linda Gerber, and that's it.
I don't see Linda, and I don't see Phyllis.
Well, now I see Chester, but on my screen is Bill eating a carrot and you, Scott, as a split.
That's awesome. On my screen, Bill is completely frozen. I'm looking at his hairy chin. And Phyllis is moving around. Now Bill's moving around. Well, I also found that very interesting that they would jump back in. Oh, I'm getting a phone call when I'm supposed to have this on Do Not Disturb. How very unprofessional of me.
Oh, you can change the grid view. Up at the top.
I've got to cut out for a little while. I'll try to catch up with you later.
Okay, Chester. Nice to have you join us.
It was fun. Maybe I can get back.
I have a grid of you guys on my screen, and what I don't have is any Skype controls over it. I don't have any buttons to share my screen. I think I'm going to jump out of the call and jump back in.
Don't go. Don't go.
Gone.
No, it's still there.
I'm still here.
It'll never come back.
Oh, now, okay, there's my buttons. Hey, we can do reactions too, huh?
Yeah, but where'd Judy go?
Judy's gone.
Yeah. Phyllis, can you hear us?
Yep.
Nope.
So, who knows if this Skype is going to be the right thing to do either. I'm feeling some issues with it. Where is my to-do list? There we go. So, Judy's still with us. Did you get Zoom completely uninstalled from your computer?
He's gone.
I see her rear camera.
What's this metal thing?
She's on her iPad, and it keeps swapping between camera views. So that's the rear camera view instead of the front-facing camera view.
Hey, I just lost everything.
I've got you.
I lost all the pictures.
Oh, how did that happen? I hate that. It just does it on, you know, you push the picture and it switches the camera.
Yeah. Oh, I got it back now.
And I had my volume and my camera turned off and it put it back on. And I still see Bill and Scott split screen.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but this has been the most successful in the last three meetings for me.
So yeah, Scott, it's a pretty low bar.
Yeah, it sure is, isn't it?
It's fun.
I wonder if Phyllis can see me. I'm writing a note to her to tell her to put on her microphone.
I don't see her on at all.
Yeah, she's right there.
It said she was recording the call.
She's recording the call?
But it just popped up on my screen.
She just went away.
She left.
She left?
That's what it said on my screen.
So, Judy, I was trying to ask you, did you get Zoom completely removed from your computer?
I don't know. I deleted the app. I don't know.
So I came across an article that's specifically for getting Zoom completely removed from your Macintosh computer. Because you're not the only one frustrated with Zoom.
Hold on. I've got to find a piece of paper so I can write it down.
No, you don't. I only see
Judy and Bill.
You can't see me?
I see you and Bill in the split screen.
You're just up
to get rid of Bill.
Share the screen. Should I share the screen?
Well, only if you want me to see what's on your screen.
Okay, how do I get rid of Zoom on my Mac?
Well, I was just going to hand you the link. Let me bring up the article here. It's coming up now. And why don't I share my screen?
Yeah.
And we can look at it together as long as everything continues to work.
But how do we get us all on the screen?
Well, I'm going to share my screen. If you can.
Oh.
I think.
Should we stop sharing?
Oh, my goodness.
I got in.
Yay!
I don't see you at all, Scott. You're just a little picture.
Yeah.
You're still just a little picture.
I think I should have you guys all.
Okay. See Judy Bauer.
Good morning.
What does my little picture look like? Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Did That
I had to go in through Microsoft. Your link wouldn't let me in.
It wouldn't.
Well, that's how you have to do it. You have to be on.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to have an account. You should be able to just follow the link.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but it didn't work. I had to go through Microsoft and finally got in.
Hey, am I sharing my screen? Are you guys looking at me or my screen?
Yeah.
You're looking at me?
Your Mac right now.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm not on a Mac.
That's your screen.
From your Mac.
Oh, good. Okay, so this is the article that I found.
Oh, that's not what I sent you.
Well, that's because I'm working on Judy's thing.
Oh. I have a Mac.
I know.
Turn off my video. What? Okay, but go back to the lifehacker.com.
Yeah, no, I'll put it on our website. And can I get this in the chat? Is there a... That's one of the things that was really nice about the Zoom stuff was being able to have easy access to that chat. Like right now, I've lost my controls. Maybe it's because I'm in a share screen mode.
I got messages from a couple of you, so I knew that you'd started.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Open Skype? No. No, I don't get it. But Judy, I'll put it back on the screen. You're welcome to write it down.
I did. I already got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there, it's on the screen now.
Yeah.
I know. I already got it. Okay, I'm out of here.
You're out of here. You showed up for one topic.
I know, but in light of your previous information, I was going over to Sam's on Monday. And I am not going on Monday, obviously, so I'm getting ready to go now.
Wow. I want to report back from you because I think we're going to Sam's Club today, too, because of what they're saying about Monday.
Yeah, so I will report back to you.
All right, Judy. Have a good trip.
Thank you, Dave.
You're going to miss my next two topics, though. Adios.
Okay, I see Dave here.
Yeah, Dave should be with us.
Dave was on here. Who's wearing the blue shirt? Dave?
Hopefully, if I find the microphone button.
Hey, we can hear you, Dave.
Okay, well, the problem was when Skype was installed on my computer ages ago, it selected the wrong speaker device automatically. And from once you're within your session, there's no way to change it.
Oh. So you got to stop the session, change your sound device?
Only get out of Skype as much as possible so that then you can finally get the option to select which speaker is the default.
Looks like Phyllis is having the same problem I did.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I've been having a week of really lousy software. Let's see. Quicken has a new feature that if you let your subscription expire because you really don't need updates because you don't do much online, when you sign on, it basically goes into a loop until you cancel it once a day, and then you can finally get on the second time without the loop taking over the computer. Meanwhile, then I tried TurboTax. It has a new option that says you can't save your data anywhere except on the desktop.
I just had a really weird experience. I've actually got two different versions of Skype installed in my computer. Wow, this one's working a lot better. I've got the desktop version of Skype, and I've got the Windows 10 app of Skype, both in my computer right now. And throughout the week, I've been testing the two different versions, and I was getting a better experience out of the old desktop version of Skype than I was the Windows 10 application of Skype. But it is completely frozen up. I cannot get control of it again, and it is... I can't even stop it to start it again. And so I just went ahead and started up the Windows 10 version of Skype. That's what I'm on now, and it seems to actually be doing a better job.
I have them both running at the same time, too.
Yeah.
Because I never got out of the other one.
I want the other one to just go away. All it does is make me nervous I'm using up too many resources. But this seems to be working.
They seem to work together.
It's...
Well, in my case with the camera, if I click turn video off, it pulls the shade down halfway on the screen. If I click back on the camera, now you see the full picture. But if you turn it off, it doesn't turn off.
You have a shade?
Yeah, see the shade?
I can only see Bill.
Looks like he's hiding.
Well, I just tried to turn my camera off, and now I lost all my controls again.
This is better than the comics on Saturday morning.
Well, what was it you said last week, Bill? What a great way to burn away a morning.
Yeah, well.
I hope you're writing this up, Scott. You could write a book.
Yeah.
What else?
You could be the author.
Yeah, get together for coffee.
Get together for that's right, coffee club.
Anybody read any good books lately?
Coffee.
Oh. Yeah, we're gonna need more than coffee.
I think that would be an appropriate thing to add to our conversation. Would be recommendations for TV and books. Anything anybody's reading or watching that they think's awesome. What do you got, Bill? It was your suggestion.
For each day.
Oh my gosh.
Plus keeping Cheryl alive by cooking.
How is Cheryl?
What's that?
Cheryl's not with Cheryl. Us. That was crazy.
Where are you? In Oregon?
I'm in Queen Creek. It's a little early to go to Oregon.
Where's Clinton Creek?
It's southeast of Phoenix.
Yeah, you ought to come up. We could sit on the deck. 6 feet apart.
Are you in the motorhome?
No, I sold the motorhome. I sold the motorhome. And Jan has a home in Queen Creek, Arizona. And then I have a home on the Oregon coast.
Oh, okay. So you're at Jan's house.
Right.
Oh, okay.
The plan is to go to Oregon in May, assuming we can travel.
Hey, I'm back. I don't know if anybody can hear me.
You bet.
I just had a horrible experience. As soon as Bill started talking, I had this piercing, horrible sound card frying sound come through my system, and it froze everything up. I think I'm still dealing with some kind of hardware problem on my end.
Wow, I didn't think I had that kind of power.
You are a dangerous man.
Yeah, well, I've been told that before.
Was it snowing up there, Bill?
Say again?
Bill's...
Is it snowing, Bill?
No, it snowed a couple times last week. No, just a little bit. But it's just cold. It's April and it's cold. And what the hell's up with that?
Well, Bill, where are you?
Where am I?
Uh-huh.
Alberta.
Alberta, okay.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
It's cold here. I got up this morning and I was in long shirt, long pants, socks.
Try me a goddamn river.
You know, it had to be like just under 70 degrees.
I think it's 60 here.
Yeah, same here.
Well, it's in the 50s in Green Valley.
This is pretty clever. I'm not sure I can stay the whole round, but this is fun.
Yeah,
I missed the club.
You're welcome to join us anytime. I'm trying to keep these meetings going in a virtual space, but as you can see, we're still trying to work out the technology. My goal is to be able to have it as an audio stream as we have had in the past, a YouTube stream as we have had in the past, and then maintain this meeting. And I'm afraid it's just, so far it's proven to be overwhelming for my equipment and my internet. Hey, I did have a recommendation I thought you guys all could appreciate. Just like,
what's that?
Just like Bill saying, what's a good book you're reading? There is an app that I think all these quarantine, self-isolated people could really appreciate called Just Watch. I gained a real appreciation for this as I get into more and more legitimate TV streaming services. As we use Prime and Hulu and Netflix, and the question becomes, where do you get to watch your show? And what Just Watch is an application that keeps track of the services that you use anonymously. You don't have to sign in. You don't have to have a Just App or a Just Watch account. But when you're setting it up, you just select, I have Netflix, I have Prime, I have YouTube. And then it makes recommendations to you based on your favorites list. So when you select your services, you select your favorites, and then it looks at your services and it presents you with recommendations based on your favorites. Hey, Mom. Mom's here. Hi, Mom. Can you hear me?
Okay, Terry.
We're on. I had to go get some earrings.
All right. It's good to see you.
Well, you're lucky. I can't find mine.
Linda, I have you on the screen all the time. A big Linda. Does everybody else?
No, I'm looking at a mosaic of everybody.
I have four people I'm looking at. Okay.
I have little people in circles at the top, and my big screen is all Linda.
Well, you and Calgary are on mine.
My big screen is Bill. So how do we get it, everybody?
Oh, okay. All right. Next to the circles at the top, there is a rectangle. Can you guys see me?
Yes.
Okay. There.
No,
there.
I don't.
No, I cannot.
I cannot.
I see myself as frozen.
No, not on mine.
So
you're moving.
Next to the left of those circles at the top, there is a rectangle, and it's got a pull down, and it's grid view, speaker view, window, float, inner full screen. And I think those of you that are seeing a full screen are in speaker view. And those of you that are seeing a mosaic are in grid view.
I have float. Yeah. I'll undo the float then.
Oh, maybe.
What should we be in?
It's personal preference. But now I have my mom full screen for some reason. Which I'm very happy with. Good to see you, Mom.
Yeah, I was messing around, and now I'm back to four of you instead of none of you.
Well, now we got somebody. That changed it.
Now Judy's on.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to change it back.
Oh, now we got four people on.
Yeah, me too.
Who's doing that?
I'm not doing it. It's got to be you. It's got to be personal preference.
No.
It's changing everybody.
Yeah, it's jumping around.
Well, that's weird.
We're so powerful online, aren't we? We can affect each other's computers. So scary.
I have Scott, Bill, Jim, and me.
Oh, I thought we were taking roll.
Your mother, Chester.
I like the grid view.
And what I have checked is the content view and the window.
Content view in the window. Is that under more?
Yeah,
it's under that little rectangle.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a content view.
I do.
I do. Enter full screen. This is crazy. It keeps changing the view.
Well, I'm going to go back to talking about Just Watch, because I think you guys would enjoy this app.
Okay.
It makes recommendations, it lists new releases, and you can search for content with it. So if you...
Where are we going to find it?
You can look for it in your app store. Or you can go to the website, but I think it makes more sense in a mobile device, so I would go to Google Play.
What is the app?
It's called Just Watch. And when you first set it up, it asks you to click some... It shows you a bunch of content. It shows you The Walking Dead. It shows you Star Wars. It shows you a whole array of TV and movie content. And it asks you to select which one is your favorites. And then after that, it asks you to select your service providers. And so that would be, your service providers would be like YouTube, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix, of course, Disney. And then after you've selected those, then it creates a page for you in the app, making recommendations of content you would enjoy from your service providers using those favorites you picked as your algorithm. Does that make sense?
Sure does.
Yeah. So it's great for finding content, but it's also literally great for finding content. For example, in fact, I'm going to do an example right now because I've been looking for the Andromeda Syndrome and have not been able to find it. And I've been going service by service. I've been going to Prime and Netflix and have not been able to find it. So I'm going to go to Just Watch. I'm looking for the mini series of the Andromeda Syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be so disappointed if this doesn't show up. The Andromeda Strain, that's what it is. Oh, now, one disadvantage. I'm in Mexico, and so when one of your service providers has alternate languages, it will present it in Spanish because I'm in Mexico.
There are more people, but we can get them.
But I did find it. I don't know if you guys can see my screen. Can you guys read my phone at all?
It's blurred.
It's blurred. I'm sorry. And I don't have any real control over it at the moment for some reason. Hi, Pop.
But hi.
What it's done is it's created a list for me of the movie that I want to watch, and it says, watch now. Best price is one of the categories. Standard definition is another. High definition is another. 4K is another. And it's got the services where I can find this movie. In this case, it says I can rent it from Google Play or the Microsoft Store, or I can buy it from the Microsoft Store. It's available in high definition and in standard definition. It's only available in high definition from the, or it's only available in standard definition to buy from the Microsoft Store. So I've got buttons in front of me. If I want to immediately start this, I can just hit one of those buttons and it would take me to that service and allow me to purchase it or watch it for free, depending on what it is. I'm disappointed it's not Netflix or Prime, but I knew it wasn't going to be there because I was looking for it earlier. But it brings all those things together into one app. So when you're really looking for something you can't find, you can search for it there. When you're looking for recommendations based on what you have access for, it's there. It's a pretty cool app. And you don't have to have an account, so you can use it anonymously. You don't have to worry about it, you providing it with information for its algorithm. I'm touching my face.
Yep.
Who's JB?
Probably me, Judy Bauer.
It's Judy Bauer.
Oh, I lost the picture.
Yeah, Judy, I lost you.
I did too. I don't know what happened there.
I didn't do it.
I'm going to try turning off my camera for a moment. Can you guys actually, you can't see me, can you?
Yes, I see you.
Yes, I see
oh, really?
You.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I don't.
Your glasses look really good.
Oh, thank you.
your room is a little bit dark.
Well, I'm suffering from equipment not functioning.
Come I see you now.
Yeah, he went off.
I hit the off button when I said, I'm going to try turning off my camera. And you're like, oh, I can see you. And it was this insane delay to get any response from it.
From the computer?
Yeah.
Got a virus?
No, I just think my computer's trying to do too much stuff.
You're back on.
Yeah, I turned it back on.
Must not have been 19.
You still can't get everybody in the picture.
Say again?
We still can't get anybody in the picture.
You have no one?
Yeah. It's both, if you haven't clicked on Gridville, you just get one big picture.
What that would be speaker view, and in a perfect world, when somebody's talking, they should come forward and be full screen.
Oh, the speaker view tends to work for me.
Well, there's Dave. Yep.
Well, I'm glad it's working for somebody. I would like to use the speaker view as I'm streaming to YouTube so that when one of you says something, it goes full screen. But that is definitely not working.
We also lost you.
Oh, you lost me again?
Yes, just the computer picture.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, I have another handsome guy in mine. I have three handsome guys and a good-looking woman, so hey.
What are you set on?
Normal. I don't know. I don't know how these things work. I just turned it off.
You're on the wrong web page. I don't know who you're looking at.
Nobody. You're not on.
Yeah, my camera has decided to evade me for some reason.
I'm about to
unplug it from USB.
I heard that sometimes works.
I can turn the half picture off by just saying turn video off, and it goes to half a picture. See that now?
Yeah.
And if I just click under turn video off.
Yeah.
It'll come back.
Okay, I think my camera is working again.
Well, there you are, Dave.
Cool. Now,
I don't know why it's turning completely off, but just halfway off.
Yeah, but I can see you now.
Right. Well, I just turned it back on again.
Oh. No, Scott, you're not on.
I'm not.
Nope.
Oh.
No, honey, I don't have it either.
Erg. So I'm the only one that can see me right now.
We can hear you.
Well, that's important. All right, well, hopefully the camera will come back. I only got one other thing. No, I don't have one other thing. I thought I had one other thing. I got no other things. Anybody got a thing? Besides troubleshooting Skype meetings?
Well, I guess this is how we all learn, though, is to keep doing it.
Yep, I think that's it, is that we just got to keep trying it. Incoming video, audio, video settings. Do I have control over that?
I don't know what happened to Judy Baffler. She disappeared.
Judy is still with us?
No. She's not. And neither are you.
Here comes Chester.
Yeah, I have to leave for a little while. I'll be back.
All right, Chester. We'll talk to you later. Keep an eye out for our messages, because we'll try and do another meeting sometime in the next week. Saturdays at 9 are supposed to be our formal time, but since I've been trying to work out this technology, I've been having impromptu meetings all week.
It's good to see everybody. I have to go because I didn't realize I had another appointment.
Okay, Chester. It's good to see you, too.
Adios.
No, we lost Scott.
You lost me?
Yeah, totally.
Hey, I'm going to try disconnecting and reconnecting one more time.
Computer, must be Scott.
That must be Scott. He's back.
I'm back.
Now we have to be hate.
So, Scott.
Yes, Linda.
I was asking Dave about the touchscreen on your tablet and why it's not. And I've gone through several of these things, and I downloaded this touchscreen thing, but it didn't do anything.
Well, what is it you're trying to do with the touchscreen on what tablet?
It's not reacting good on my Galaxy Tab S3.
And it's just, like, when you tap it, you're not getting any responses? Or it's tough to get a response. Is Linda still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So what is it that your tablet's doing? It's not responding to touch?
Right. And so I downloaded this app that said it would help you, and I went through the whole thing, tapping on it, and then they said it was repaired, but it just goes back to what it was doing.
What was it doing?
It's just slow to respond, real slow.
Have you considered just flashing the tablet, backing it up and flashing it back to factory settings?
I thought about doing that.
I think at some point you're going to...
Will I lose all my stuff in there?
Yeah, I'd want to do a backup of it. What version of Android is it running?
I think it's 9. Let me look.
Oh, if it's one of the...
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Bill.
I flashed my computer once and it just whimpered and shut down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All my witty comebacks are probably inappropriate for the channel.
If I reset my tablet, I guess I'm going to lose everything.
Well, make sure that it's backing up to a Google account. And the later versions of Android have done a much better job of hanging on to all the stuff that it synchronizes to the Google account.
Yeah.
There may, since it's a Samsung, you may have a specific Samsung backup with a Samsung account that's available to you.
I guess I could write everything down of the stuff that it doesn't save, because some of it doesn't save, like your games and all that.
Well, again, with 9, a lot of that is saved. In fact, I think if you go into your backup, it will tell you what's being saved, if I remember right. I don't have a 9 device in front of me, but I've seen it before. And it seems like it saves the game stuff. It saves documents. Your contacts should be syncing with a service already. It should save your settings for your apps. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Somehow I ended up out of the conversation again. I was talking to myself.
Let me interject what I think is happening with their session currently.
Sure.
It's acting to me like background noise is activating a different user frequently, thus causing it to switch between what screens display, also causing lots of network activity. So what we're seeing is stuff almost a little bit behind. And I think the solution might be by keeping your microphone off unless you're the only speaker.
Dave, that's a really good observation. I suspect you're right. We should probably make a point of...
Back to my performance background of what I'm seeing is symptoms and reactions.
Well, and Linda, the only point I wanted to make with you about your tablet is at some point you have to make a determination of whether it's hardware or software. And the easiest way to do that is just to flash it to factory settings. If you flash it to factory settings and you have the same problem, then that's where you're at. It's a hardware problem. But if you flash it back to factory settings and the problem goes away, then you know it's a software problem.
Okay.
We take that approach often with PCs when somebody's brought us a laptop or a desktop computer that's acting strange. Like, for example, they can't get the modem working. No matter what they do, their internet, their Wi-Fi isn't working, or their cable isn't working. And so I'll stick a Ubuntu disk in and boot it up on Linux just to make sure their equipment's working. Or sound. Sound's another good one that will boot up a separate operating system on.
Most of it is trying to get the system to run. Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Bill.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Cheryl finally got up, so I'm going to go make breakfast now.
All right, you go take care of your responsibilities, Bill.
We don't want you.
Tell Sherry we're disappointed that she wasn't in the movie, in the meeting. We miss her.
And if you need somebody to help test out your systems, give me a shout.
All right, Bill. I'm going to hit you up later this week because I'm definitely still having issues.
Okay. See you guys. Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
Any other topics people want to bring to the table? We're getting into our end time.
Okay, what did you do, Scott? Now I have three pictures.
Of
Judy,
me?
Your mother, and you. Dave is up in the circle.
I didn't do anything.
What does it do? It just switches automatically?
I honestly don't get it. I'm set to grid view, and so I'm expecting to see a mosaic of all of you on my screen, and I don't. I actually see the initials of my mom's account. So I think I'm having trouble believing.
You check.
Say again.
I have the grid view checked too, but all of a sudden it just came on a grid view. Just the three of us, but not Dave. Dave's microphone is off.
Right, deliberately off. That's causing some of the delays that we're seeing.
Well, I've got my mom on my screen now. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, but your mother...
Mother's muted. She's muted her microphone.
Nothing coming out.
Well, she's got...
Your mother's lips are moving.
She's
my
muted her
microphone. My microphone was off. I forgot the mic... phone was off because we were helping.
We weren't there.
You couldn't hear me? People say my voice is really loud. You might have heard me.
Pictures on my screen of all the people.
Say again?
That are muted, it shows that their microphones are turned off. I can see whose microphones are... I can see whose microphones are...
disappeared.
Yeah, there's something about the interface.
But I'm...
I keep losing control of the buttons. I think I'm supposed to be in grid view right now, and it's not in grid view.
Yeah, me too.
No, you guys are in grid view on mine.
Well, what'd you do?
I didn't do anything. All the pictures were up at the top in a circle, and the next thing I know now, you guys are on the grid view. All of you but Dave.
Well,
I'm hitting grid view, but I can only see the little circles.
Oh, there's Dave now.
I activated the picture. What I'm also seeing is if I turn on or off the microphone, there's about a 5-second delay before things catch up. And even if you're talking, you will be cut out. And I won't hear anything for about 5 seconds, and then I'll continue talking. So there's quite a delay in making changes.
Well, I wonder if that can be related to just bad internet in general, just enough of us having problems with internet.
I think that's a lot of it. Internet's, because, like, I went to just watch, minutes for the screen to come up.
Yeah, I'm having the same experience too. I wonder if Skype is cutting into it dramatically. I've been watching how much internet I'm using while we're doing this.
Fiber optic, but as I said, there's a lot of people.
Right now I'm trying to bring up a speed test just to see what my internet's rating at with all this going.
I'm going to have to go. I'm sorry, but it's good to hear from everybody, and good luck and stay safe.
Oh, Judy,
thank you
for joining us.
Sorry.
I will keep trying to do this as long as people are interested in trying to do it.
Thank you.
Well, talk
thank
to you,
you
next
week.
Thank
you for having all of us together.
You're welcome, Judy. We're always happy to have you guys. Well, we have reached the end of our hour of troubleshooting Skype Meets now. For more conflicts and problems with Skype and other teleconferencing software, you can join us next week on Saturday at 9 in the morning, where you will catch me saying, "Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?" This has been Scott Stimson with the International Computer Solutions, and this is the San Carlos Computer Club. I am signing off our stream on YouTube. Adios, amigos, and tech on until next week.
Bye.